Catamolds, best known as 1/7 of the pop sensation S Club 7. Having left the band to concentrate on Skua, whose debut single we featured on Phoenix FM, Paul has now gone back to his roots and is taking the roof off theatres around the country as Eddie in Rocky Horror. Now, I've just seen the show at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend, and Paul, I have to say, you are fantastic.
Bless
but
you.
It is musical theatre, but you totally get to rock out as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's a very rocky part. The song Hot Patootie is really up-tempo, really like energy injected, high octane, and I've got to give it everything I've got for a couple of minutes. but I often, when I finish that number, I am flat on my back.
Yeah, I bet.
Panting like a dog.
Yeah. And are you enjoying being part of such a cult show?
Yeah, totally. Enjoying being part of one of the sort of classic musicals with great songs, great characters, great storyline. Obviously, it's got its thing that everyone knows about, but just as a standard musical goes, it's got all the ingredients that you need to make a good show. And I think sometimes people who might not maybe think that they might like it will like it a lot more than they realise, because it's a comedy set in a certain way.
Yeah, but the audience is as much part of the show as the cast on stage, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know they were a little bit quiet tonight,
weren't they?
But it's early in the week.
Yeah. But then they did actually every shout out in the Agatha Christie Dr. Scott bit with the cocktail shaker and that. They said everyone.
Mm. So you play Eddie, but you also play Dr. Scott, which was a bit of a relief because I thought you'd just disappeared after the end of Act 1. But you come back, thank goodness.
Yeah, I do. About sort of 15 minutes into Act 2. But I know, what an easy sort of day that I have in the office. but what's going on there is I'm actually sitting down getting the makeup done for both things. So the whole time I am busy. But that's what those two parts are like. So whoever's playing those two parts, it's a makeup job. It's 20 minutes of makeup in the first half, another sort of 10, 15 in the second half.
But you're enjoying it, you're loving it, and you look great, and you sound great.
Thanks.
So, brilliant.
Thanks very much. I've actually lost my voice a bit, really.
Have you?
Too much whiskey drinking last week because we were in Glasgow.
Okay.
And so, yeah,
It's a great cast, though, isn't it? Brilliant cast.
The cast are excellent. We've got Kay Murphy playing Magenta, Sophie Lindeley playing Columbia. Brilliant singers, dynamite performers.
Yeah.
Really lucky to be. In fact, there are some times when I am on stage in the wheelchair and I start drifting a bit because I haven't got a line coming up for a while and I get lost in the singing. And I do actually think, oh, this is fantastic.
They're good,
singers,
aren't they? Yeah.
It's a small cast. Mm. I mean, it's one of the things about the shows, it's only 13 people. So you really are a team.
Yeah.
It's not like when you've got 30 people and you maybe might be able to go to work and not really bump into some people. Mm. Everything matters in this. Mm. And we really do work together. And certain times when things have gone wrong on stage, like I came on in the chair without a mic once, and then one of the phantoms jumped on, gave me a handheld mic, but then all of a sudden I'm having to operate the chair with
one hand.
Yeah, but the guys from behind me just took me away, and like I can see them, and I'm just being moved around the stage just automatically.
Brilliant.
And it was like, because I'm just sitting there going, oh my god, what's going to happen now? And they just took us off and I was moving. I was like, ah, pros.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant. You're sticking with the show to the end of the year, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, which is right, literally till the 31st of December.
That's
when you're
right.
In Oxford.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
How long are you here in Southend?
For a week.
Okay, so you're here until the 20th of August.
That's right. 20th of August at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend.
Right, and if we want to see you elsewhere, where can we find the dates?
You want to go to rockyhorror.co.uk/tour-dates.
Good luck for the rest of the tour.
Thank you, Zanthi.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.